sleepyhead. Oh, that was quite a loud scream, wasn't it? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay. So I know not everyone's used to seeing a dragon when they wake up. It's a little bit disorienting, but yeah. No, they brought you in here about half an hour ago and you've just been having a nice little kip ever since. You okay? All right. So we think we might know what's going on. I've had a chat with the people that brought you in and they were very understanding, but I just need to ask, have you come across like a green and yellow spotted egg in the last, I don't know? You have, okay. Well, you didn't by any chance accidentally brush up against it or... Right, you put it in your mouth and you licked it. That's pretty brave. You normally do that with big strange eggs. You knew what would happen, okay. So you know why you're here and you know why you're talking to a dragon. That's good, okay. That saves a lot of explaining. Oh, no, it's okay. It's all right. You're not in trouble. You're fine. No, look, if the egg didn't want you to get the magic, then the egg would have rolled away or disappeared or exploded or something. You'd be covered in little bits of dragon eggshell and we wouldn't be having this conversation. So it's fine. The egg chose you. The egg said it was all right. So I think it's okay too. Okay, all right. So how long ago did you lick this dragon egg? Wow, that's a... I'm actually really impressed you're still human right now. Yeah, you must have had an interesting couple of months, okay. So, what I think we need to do is just get this energy out of you. Yeah, in about 5 minutes, you and I are going to have a lot more in common. You okay? You ready? That's good, because I should warn you, if you leave the energy in that long, it starts to get a little bit explosive on the way out, and that can be a little bit disruptive, especially on any furniture you happen to be standing in front of. It's like when the tail pops out, it's like, woomph. Yeah. Okay, so, are you ready? Which part of your body do you feel like it's going to burst first? Okay, your ears, that's good. Most people point somewhere else, and I thank you for your decorum. Alrighty, all we got to do is just give yourself a rub behind the ears, and just imagine they're just sort of growing out. Just, you know, follow it. Wow, okay. That looked pretty uncomfortable. Okay, can you hear all right? Yeah, you got ears the size of bananas now, so your hearing's going to be better. Can you wiggle them about for me? Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Can't wiggle mine, I'm actually a bit jealous. Okay, so it looks like when your ears went, yeah, your face is starting to go a little bit as well. You feel your fangs there? Just, yeah, all right. So what I want you to do is just, are you going to sneeze? All right, I'll just stand back because that could get incendiary. So just in your own time. Oh, no, it's fine. I've got a fire extinguisher. It's fine. It's fine. Actually, I've got ice breath. Hang on. Yeah, okay. So I just froze all the stuff that's burning. It's fine. I've got insurance, you know. It's good. You got fire breath. I got ice breath. I think we're quite a team. Yeah, just give a big sniff there. Yeah, your passages are clear. All right, that's good. Okay, so just breathe in. Breathe out. Yeah, see? How'd that feel? Feel good? Yeah, you're looking a little wriggly around the hips there, so it's usually the sign the tail's about to say hello. I'll just get you to turn this way so you don't get that couch, because I haven't put that on the insurance yet. Okay, all right, that's fine, it's all right. You know, it was an old couch anyway, you know. It was, okay, it was an antique, but yeah, I can get another one, it's fine. Insurance payout from that desk, whoa. Hang on, I don't think I put that on the insurance either. Poop, okay. You know what, let's just destroy everything, it's fine. Smash whatever you want, it's fine, just don't hurt yourself, okay? I'm pretty sure there's something in here that I've insured for a lot of money. But you didn't hear that from me. Let's just say you had a turn, okay? Yeah. Right, you got your tail there. How's your tail feeling? Is that all right? Yeah, just give it a bit of a wag. Just loosen it there. Yeah, okay. All right. So that's your tail now. You got to take good care of it. Yeah, try not to turn around too fast either. Otherwise, yeah, what you did to that couch, you don't want to do that to a person, because a person will definitely get up and have words about it, especially if you just knock their kid flying into a swimming pool. Okay, and yeah, little kids will pull on your tail, in which case it's fine to knock them into a swimming pool. But you didn't hear that from me. You still okay with being a dragon? Oh, you really want to be a dragon. Okay, take a deep breath through the big old booper of yours. Just, yep, snout. your dragons. You have a dragon snout. Yeah, it's right in front of you. It's right in front of your face. Just looking a little distant there for a sec. Oh, it looks like it's still got some growing to do. Yeah, that's the thing about tails. You never know when they're done. Okay, so just let it just sort of, you know, do its own thing there. Okay, and just give it a little wobble. Just, yeah, the pins and needles really suck, don't they? Yeah, it's just your body connecting it all up for you. That should pass in a sec. Okay. All right, looks like you're putting on a little bit more height there as well. Good. Yeah, you can feel your tail now. Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Just get used to the weight. Just, you know, take a couple of steps here, a couple of steps there, like a big sumo wrestler with a dragon tail. All right, okay. You're feeling a little bit tense in your middle there? Yeah, okay. So this part feels really weird, but okay, so it looks like your belly's getting a little bit impatient there. Oh, I can hear it. Okay, so what you got to do for this, you ever seen sumo wrestling? Okay, you know the thing where they put their sort of, they hold one foot up in the air and sort of bring it down? Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm just going to get you to lean over to one side and just take your foot off the ground. That's right, okay. Now, okay, you're right, your belly knows it's time, so just lift that foot, keep lifting. There we go. Yeah, I can see it going now. All right, and then when you feel it, just come into a stop and just pop your foot down. Okay, I think they heard your foot come down in Guatemala, my friend. That was a very loud stomp indeed. Yeah, you're putting on quite a lot of mass, okay. All right, how's that feel? Does it feel good? Yeah, you see, the tail makes a lot more sense now that you've got like that lower center of gravity. Yeah, you've got to kind of walk with a bit more of a waddle now, but it's cute, people like it. Kids might make fun of you, but you're a dragon, what do you care? Okay, so, okay, you feel a little stiff in your neck there? Yeah, I think that's gonna come next. So just sort of roll your shoulders around and just sort of, you know, crane your neck forward there. Just let the energy. Okay, right, that shot out like one of those boxing gloves in cartoons right there. Yeah, okay. You feeling all right? Yeah, a little bit dizzy. I know. Yeah, your spine just extended like 3 foot in a fraction of a second, so you're going to feel a little strange. Okay, and just roll your head around. And yeah, from your shoulders, okay. And then just from the bottom of your neck, and then the top of your neck, and the middle of your neck. All right. Looks like your hands and feet turned without us looking. Look at those. You've got big paws on you now. Yeah. How do they feel? Do they feel all right? So, all right, what I'll get you to do. Oh, your back's feeling a little bit tense? Okay. All right. So you're probably about to grow some wings there. I don't know how big they're going to be, actually. I might just stand back in case, you know. Arch your back there and just let that come out. All righty. Okay, so just some little wings there, just for sure. My mistake. Okay, they're gigantic. All right, so just flex those out if you've got space. I think you just broke a window. Well, all right. No, that's fine. That's fine. I've got insurance. It's fine. I'll just put it with the rest of the frozen furniture, the broken settee, and everything else. Okay. So just you flex them out. All righty. Okay. Well, looks like you're going to need some flying lessons as well. Yeah, I'll call up my mate Dave for that. He can teach you how to fly. Any of that pressure left at all? No? Yeah, just, you know, do a little circle, just get used to your new... Oh, you need to be much more careful with that tail, it's a big thing. You know, you just took my head off. Looks like you're all done, you still feel that pressure anywhere? All good? Okay, all right. So, you can just pop back home, that's fine. If you need emergency accommodation, then here's the number you can call, okay? Yeah, it's a park, it's pretty good. You know, sleeping rough isn't so bad if you're a dragon, and they have really friendly sheep there. No, the sheep are for hugging and patting, not for eating. Oh, I hope you're not going to be a bad dragon.